Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the first Monday of the month, it must be Breaking Murphy's Law, starring none other than Mike Hoffman. Mike, how are you?
Great. How are you, Dave?
I am great. And I'm always excited about this show, Mike, because it's what the world needs. Mm-hmm. I mean, people continuously do the same thing over and over, like Groundhog Day, if you ever saw that movie. And they expect different results. Come on, it's never going to happen. Make sure you start upgrading your skill sets, changing your beliefs, breaking through Murphy's Law, or breaking Murphy's Law. That is what we want.
Yeah, we want to break Murphy's Law before Murphy's Law breaks us.
Exactly. Yeah. And life will change. Life will actually get better if you know how to really change your unwanted behavior patterns that just don't serve you well. Certainly doesn't serve your kids well. And if you want to really set the example and be the lead to a much greater life, then listen to this show and you got a monologue ready to go.
Right, right. And you talked about, you know, changing your behaviors and whatnot. That's all part of what I would consider, and I bet you do too, also, a personal transformation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, in our society, that's, and I'm deviating from the monologue, but, you know, constantly things are changing so fast, and we got to be prepared to change and transform. And so, anyway. Yeah.
I like it. And here we go, Mr. Michael Hoffman.
Okay, let me start with my opening comments. So, what is Murphy's Law? What can go wrong will go wrong. The point of our show, Breaking Murphy's Law, is to help you to minimize the impact of Murphy's Law in your lives and businesses. We want to defeat Murphy's Law. We want to overcome Murphy's Law. We want to help you break Murphy's Law before Murphy's Law breaks you. We want to give people advice, inspiration, and tools that will help them in life and business. Really, we want to help you and give you ideas that will help you to achieve your own personal potential. In the words of Coach John Wooden, success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction and knowing you made the effort to become the best that you are capable of becoming. Note, he never stressed winning. He stressed doing your best. Well, the purpose of this show is to help you to do your best, and especially, don't let Murphy's Law stand in the way of giving your best. So today we have Jim Keppers on our show. Jim has a very interesting background. Currently, he is owner of a Papa Murphy's restaurant in Chandler Boulevard in Ahwatukee. And we'll be talking more about Jim later. So, like always, I start the show with a few comments. We have talked about using a social support circle to achieve. I always have trouble with that.
No, you're right on the button, a social support circle. Yeah. Say that three times.
Yeah, so anyway, we've talked about using a social support circle to achieve success and therefore defeat Murphy's Law. We talked about the idea that it is important to surround yourself with positive, energetic people. A social community allows you to do two things, both to succeed with the help of others, then to become a source of hope for others by sharing your success and even becoming a coach, mentor, or teacher yourself. This creates a social circle of support. In the words of Jim Rohn, the success philosopher and mentor of Tony Robbins, don't join an easy crowd, join a successful crowd where the expectations are high and the payoff is great. Achieving your goals and success in your life means you have to do it by yourself, but you can't do it alone. What a paradox. Associating with negative people and places can be a direct cause of failure. Associating with positive people and places can be a direct cause of success. Your environment, your physical and social environment, is a critical success factor. Get around people who are charged with positive energy. Emotions and attitudes are contagious. Enthusiasm is contagious. Success is contagious. Unfortunately, so is negativity and failure. Surrounding yourself with the right people helps to generate thoughts and behaviors you need to lead to success. Worthwhile accomplishments often require facing discomfort and pain, so it makes even more important to have the support of the right people. One area where we definitely want to surround ourselves with the right people is in the workplace. The first step for a company to take on the path from good to great is to get the right people on the bus. One such company is Zappos.com. The company was started in 1999 as an online provider of shoes. By 2008, this company had grown to $1 billion in sales and was bought by Amazon for approximately $1 billion. So in less than 10 years, they went from zero to a billion in sales. One big component of this company's success was to take the time to define the company values and culture and to make it the biggest criteria for hiring that a potential employee must be a good fit for the culture. So again, they made it their biggest criteria for hiring people that employee would be a good fit for the culture of the culture of the company. Many very well qualified candidates have been turned down, even though they could have helped the company, just because they did not fit into the Zappos corporate culture. So I took this from their website today. As we grow as a company, it has become more and more important to explicitly define the core values from which we develop our culture and our brand and our business strategies. These are the 10 core values that we live by. 1, deliver wow through service. 2, embrace and drive change. 3, create fun and a little weirdness. 4, be adventurous, creative, and open-minded. 5, pursue growth and learning. 6, build open and honest relationships with communication. 7, build a positive team and family spirit. 8, do more with less. 9, be passionate and determined. Be humble is number 10. Our beliefs shape our thoughts. Our thoughts translate into action, and the actions produce results. When we have the right beliefs and thoughts, we have the desire, energy, and enthusiasm to follow through with our actions. This is an area where surrounding ourselves with the right people is key. Sometimes it takes a tremendous amount of positive energy, optimism, and enthusiasm to stick to the plan and be consistent. That's where having a strong social support network comes into play. What better way is there to have a strong social support network than to work with people who have similar values? The greatest corporations owe their success to getting the right people. Winning teams in any sport get the best players and do the best job of player development. At General Electric, Jack Welch had the philosophy that the head of HR was the most important person in the company along with the CFO. People are not the most important asset. The right people are. Getting the right people around you is a never-ending process. If this is true for successful corporations headed by the most talented graduates of the most prestigious universities, and if it is true for winning college and professional sports teams, you have to believe it is true for you and me. Now let's get on with our show.
That is excellent, Mike. I do have two questions on the Zappos deal. One is, you said fun and weirdness.
Yes.
Weirdness? What could that be? I want to know what the weirdness is.
Well, you know, this company is very unique. In one, they're an online provider of shoes and now apparel and other items. But the thing is, they consider it very important that they touch their customers. So in one way, what they've done is they've made their customer service number very easy to find on their website. And they don't give their customer service people any kind of script. They just let them go with whatever they feel like they need to talk to with the customer. They don't require the phone calls. They don't track how long the phone calls have lasted. They did say their record is 6 hours. And people can talk about, their customers can come on and talk about anything besides ordering shoes or an issue that they have with the shoes or anything like that. So it's kind of interesting. So they like to do some fun things in their workplace.
And that ties into to an old management concept. When you have bad people, you need strong systems. When you have good people, you really don't need systems. It's sort of interesting, and it sounds like that's exactly what they're talking about. The other thing I like is do more with less, and then on with the guest. Michael, who do you have?
Oh, Jim Kempers.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm so glad you're on the show. We talked a little off the air, and it's going to be phenomenal. Jim's insights are just excellent. So anyone out there that is in business, that is thinking of getting in business, or know someone that knows a business, listen up.
Yes.
And then, so let's see. Welcome. And, of course, you own one of the, or three, actually, Papa Murphy's.
Yes. My family's in business together. We started off about 5-6 years ago. We have three stores. My sister runs one. Brother-in-law runs the other. And I'm in the Ahwatukee store.
Ahwatukee is just beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great little town.
I love that. Oh, isn't that good?
I have a lot. Yeah, it is a really nice town.
Have you been to, what's that, Hong Kong Buffet?
No, not yet, but I've heard a couple
of it's pretty good.
The one I like is Sakana. I believe Sakana off of Elliott. It's a little sushi bar right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's over by the Gold's Gym. That's a really good sushi
Brazilian
place.
Steakhouse?
Ah, yeah.
You can good.
Eat, yeah, you can eat too much there.
Pretty expensive, but good.
Yeah,
no
it's a
doubt.
Treat.
All right, so Michael, this is a great guest you have today.
Well, I agree.
Yes.
Well, thank you. We're going to try.
Well, why don't we start with the concept first, and then we'll get into your background. But I think it's a unique concept, Papa Murphy's. Tell us why this is unique.
Papa Murphy's started off about a little over 30 years ago. It's unique because it's a take-and-bake pizza. It's the original. What they did was by eliminating, when you go into business, you have to figure out what your costs are, especially with their CPA background.
Yes.
And your biggest cost is going to be rent, you got labor, and electricity when you're in the food industry. You have your equipment and electricity.
Yeah.
And what Pop Murphy's did was they took out the electricity and limited some of the cooking costs because you don't have ovens, equipment costs.
Right.
So they took out that electricity cost, but then they reinvested that back into the cheese and the portions and the toppings. So by doing all that, they then came out with a higher quality pizza at a lower price.
Which is a great, great concept because everyone loves pizza, Mike.
Right. Well, I think almost everyone likes food and everyone loves pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, no, that's a really winner there right there.
This is really unique. I mean, take and bake. So why don't you describe the process for anyone that has not had the privilege to attend a Papa Murphy's.
Yeah, no problem. When you come into Papa Murphy's, you have your cash register on one side, but that's the beginning. And then down the line, it reminds you of a Subway. It's a Subway of pizza. It's got all your portions there. We start off with a blank crust that's already flattened out. It already comes on its one-time use bake tray. So when you take it home, it's already on a tray. You just toss it in the oven.
Oh.
And then you start off there with your sauce, your cheese, and then your portions, your toppings of pepperoni, salami, bacon, whatever you want to throw on it. So you can change it up if you don't like it. You can do a half and half, and you make it right there. We wrap it up, take it home, bake it. It takes about 12 to 18 minutes to bake.
And they're good, fresh from the oven.
You've tried it?
Oh, yeah. We do this on Fridays a lot.
Really, do you?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you betcha.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the big thing that we did was, or I shouldn't say we, I should say Papa Murphy's, is that they focused on the quality. Instead of Domino's comes out right now with non-frozen dough. You've seen the commercial. So Papa Murphy's been making fresh dough for a long time.
Oh, wow.
We make our dough in-house. We hand roll it. And, it makes a huge difference in the calorie counts. And because when you freeze dough, then you have to defrost it. I mean, you get all those preservatives in order to keep anything frozen. So it's but you'll taste the difference.
So it's a lot different. So if you think about it, you can go to a grocery store, get a frozen pizza, or go to Papa Murphy's where it's fresh. Yep. And you can choose among many different ingredients. Mm-hmm. And just pop it in your oven. Only, what did you say, 12 to 18 minutes?
12 to 18 minutes for a regular
nothing.
Crust. No.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're a really healthy alternative when you come to pizza, because a lot of people are on a diet.
Yeah.
But you could do our thin crusts. And our thin crusts are recommended by Curves.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Mm. So actually, the one in Ahwatukee, next door is, we're next door to a Curves.
So they exercise and they come over and get a pizza.
They get a thin crust pizza.
I love thin crust. That's actually my favorite. How about you guys?
Oh, I love the thin crust myself. Yeah,
It depends on the season. If it's wintertime, I want a thick crust.
Yeah,
when it's summer, I want a thin crust.
Oh no, I was thinking about Curves.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about that too.
But okay, sorry, distracted a little bit there.
I think it's unique. I actually haven't heard of that before, and I like it. I live more in the Northwest, and but I understand you got a lot of franchises. Throughout the nation?
I think we're around 1,250, 1,300. I'm not quite sure of the number.
Nice.
Here in Arizona, we're around 25, 27. We're growing. Got more franchisees, people buying into it.
Wow.
Opening up stores. So it's been good.
That's excellent. Now, tell us a little bit about your background, because I think it's really unique where I don't think anyone would guess. Here you are, an entrepreneur owning Papa Murphy's, but what is your background?
I actually graduated as an electrical engineer from Chico State. So for all my Chico alumni, how you doing? Well, usually when you say Chico, somebody raises up their hand, they're like, Chico,
because really?
It is a party town.
Oh, is
it? It used to be, yeah, they cracked down on
Wait,
it.
Wait, Chico, where is that?
Chico State, it's in Northern California.
That's what I thought,
Sacramento. Yeah, and it's a great little town, kind of reminds you a little bit like Tempe.
Yeah.
Yeah, where there's all the little local bars right by the college.
So it's a party town.
It is a party town.
So tell us about some of these parties. Just kidding. That'll be a different show.
Well, I'm sure they involved pizza, right?
Yeah.
So
you graduated there.
Graduated there, and then I got hired on to a company called Bechtel.
Oh, big company.
Yeah, big Bechtel. I think I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. I think they're the largest construction company in the world. That's privately owned.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Riley Bechtel's still the owner of that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they got separate companies within that. So one company deals with minerals and mining. One deals with just airports where they construct. I mean, there's a whole background to that.
And then from there, you went to some other big companies, but still in the engineering end.
Yeah. I was practicing as control systems and instrumentation engineer for them. And then got promoted to what's called a project controller's budget trend engineer. And that's when I go to a project and you kind of like an in-house consultant, if you will. You come in, you talk to your workers, you problem solve, fix the problems, and then you move on to the next project.
Now that's like an entrepreneur.
That's like an entrepreneur, I think so.
So when did you first realize you would be in the pizza business?
I never did.
Okay.
I never did.
Even at Chico State doing parties?
I thought, and actually when I was at Chico State, I thought I'd be in the beer business because Sierra Nevada's up there. Sierra Nevada's out of there.
Mm-hmm. Near Reno?
No, he's out of Chico. Sierra Nevada.
Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, Sierra Nevada Brewery is out of Chico.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you meant Nevada, the state.
No, Sierra Nevada, the beer.
Yeah, the beer.
Yeah, the beer. I always thought I'd be in brewing beer.
Do you? Oh, really? You did?
Yeah, I used to brew a lot of beer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Now, do you have drinks, though, at Papa Murphy's?
No, just Pepsi.
Okay.
Just so Pepsi products.
Just Pepsi. Mm-hmm. So from an engineer.
If we had drinks in the store, my inventory would be off all the time.
Yeah.
Because we'd be just drinking it. And
it would be the college days, right?
Yeah, those would kick back in.
So you went from being an engineer.
Oh, I went to, being an engineer, what had happened was I as an engineer, I produced really well. But I think that's where a lot of entrepreneurs have an out-of-the-box thinking. I have an idea. I'm going to go into business myself and give it a shot. So in numbers for the company, it reflected, big savings, big money making. So then that's when they threw me towards a project controls. Once I left Bechtel, then I went to Dow Chemicals. Yeah. And then I was on their polyethylene team. And that's where we make plastics. That's the plastics teams.
Now, the most famous movie that used the word plastics is what movie?
Not The Graduate.
Yes!
Really? Wow. Plastics the future.
Remember that?
Huh.
Remember?
Right.
You remember with Dustin Hoffman? Did you ever see that?
Yeah, I did see The Graduate. I don't remember that, though.
Yeah, they said one word, and he whispered, plastics. Remember to Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, that was.
Mrs. Robinson. Okay, well, that's a different topic in itself. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue Breaking Murphy's Law with special in-studio guest Jim Kempers from Papa Murphy's. Versus Michael Hoffman is in studio. We'll be right back.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac alongside Mr. Michael Hoffman, Breaking Murphy's Law, every first Monday from 2 to 3. And Mike, we have such a great guest in studio from Papa Murphy's, Jim Kempers. Jim, you are doing great.
Oh, thank you.
You said you've never been on the radio. It's like a pro.
Well, it's the drugs.
Yeah, there we go.
I shouldn't joke like that. Sorry.
I don't know. You just got Tommy's attention.
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. Tom's in a rock and roll group. Okay, no, he's in a rockabilly group. But what's the difference, right?
Oh, yeah.
Rock and roll, rockabilly.
Rockabilly. Do you drive an old classic car?
That you do? Oh,
yeah.
He does. He's giving us sign language now.
I'm seeing him as a 56 yeah. Chevy kind of guy.
Yeah, he just got back from Europe. He was touring Europe. He was gone for a month.
No fair.
Right.
Yeah, can you believe it? He's going to be a star.
Yeah.
And he's going to let me be the radio host that announces him. Am I right?
Okay, now I'm going to guess. He looks like a bassist.
No.
Oh, drums.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's
nice.
A drummer. You are sort of small for a drummer, aren't you? Sometimes you could crawl right up in the bass drum, right?
Now, here's the key to your success, right? Because now we're going to think out of the box.
Yeah.
You got to walk around with no T-shirt, right? Because, like, Van Halen never has a shirt on.
I don't think that's Tommy.
And eats a bunch of garlic. Well, that's what I'm telling him.
He's
just got to walk around and, you know.
And I got a great idea. On his bass drum, is that what it's called? The big bass drum in front of everyone? Mm-hmm. Instead of putting the name of your band, you put Papa Murphy's. Take and bake. Or if you're listening now, shake and bake. Oh, that's the chicken. Okay. Anyway, back to what were we talking about? Okay, we got your background, and I think it's interesting for our business people and the listeners in general that ever want to go in the business, and the veterans of business too, how did you take your engineering background and apply it as an entrepreneur? I mean, here you are in business for yourself now. What's some of the skills that you took personally, and what are some of the skills you had to learn? Because I'm sure there were some of those too.
Oh, there's a lot you have to learn. Well, for anybody, whether you're in business for a long time or a little bit of time, I think the very first key thing is don't lie to yourself.
Yeah.
You got to be truthful, especially if you're a CPA. How many Coming to Jesus meetings do you have with business owners?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're quite correct on that. And Mike knows I'm a pretty conservative CPA and always doing the right thing.
Yes.
I mean, you got to do the right thing. But you're right. I mean, if I get certain clients, and I don't, but sometimes, you know, can I do this? And I don't mind them asking. And
no.
I go, are you kidding
me?
No, but I mean, but some of them, you know, like push it. I go, I'm not your CPA, you know, because I will only do it if I can defend it. If I can't defend something, I'm not doing it. There's plenty of CPA. Well, I won't discredit the industry, but there's people that will do stuff. I won't.
Yeah. No, you don't. So don't lie
to yourself and do the right thing.
Yeah. Don't lie to yourself.
Totally agree.
This is the situation you're in. The sooner you accept that you're in the situation you're in. Then you put a plan together, you put an attack together. Now here's the problem with the plan and the attack. If you're in a bad situation, it's because you've been doing the same thing over and over and over again. Hmm. What you got to do is take a step back, have a glass of wine or beer, and change up. Because insanity, my workers will tell you, definition of insanity, do the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results.
And Michael, who coined that phrase? Do you know?
Well, I thought you did.
No. But okay. I read it. Actually, Tony Robbins talks about that a lot, but it was actually Albert Einstein.
Oh, he did.
Oh,
yeah,
he was a smart guy, that guy.
Yeah.
Well, he had a lot of practice.
Yeah.
Because when in the patent office, that's where I think he trained his brain to a whole different realm. Was he a review patents?
Einstein did that?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
I didn't
Everyone
know that.
Know that. Yeah, that's right.
Not everyone.
He was a patent office clerk.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Such a smart guy like that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Tommy, did you know that? Come on. Oh, good. There's two of us. At least there's two of us.
Man. There's an internet out there, fellas.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Whoa.
Isn't the internet? How is internet? Let's jump to that a little bit. But how's that changed, or is it changing, the restaurant business, specifically
the restaurant business,
or Papa Murphy's type businesses, maybe the pizza industry. How's that changing it?
Well, I think with the internet, what you got to look at, so let's go back to our entrepreneurs because the show is about helping people. But since this might be the last time that I'm allowed back on any kind of public radio, let's try to help as many people as we can. I hope this does help. Is listen to your customers.
I like that.
Right. So when you develop your plan of attack to break your insanity mode, you got to listen to your customers. That's a great key thing. You should.
If you don't hear what you want to hear,
especially if you hear what you don't want to hear, because if you just block them out, then
is there a temptation to think that customer is crazy or something along those lines? I mean, if you're in a denial mode, or if you really don't want to face the problems that you should be facing.
And you have to face the problems. You have to listen. Now, okay, my customers aren't crazy, but I know a couple of them want free pizza. Mm. Well, you broke out of the business mold. I can't give everybody free pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way it is.
Totally agree. I mean, you're in business. I mean, there's a higher level purpose, and we didn't get to that yet. But part of the purpose below that purpose is you got to be profitable to stay in business to continue your purpose.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does that? I mean, like Mike. I mean, your business with ServiceMaster is to certainly reduce worry and stress.
Correct.
As a high level, because when you have a flood, what do? I mean, you call ServiceMaster.
Yes.
What is your number, by the way?
Oh yeah, it's 602-431-2222.
But we always say that when you least expect it, you better have that number, because it's not a planned event having a flood or a fire.
Right.
Go ahead. But listen to your customers is very, very valuable.
Very valuable. So because you listen to your customers, and in the industry we called it low-hanging fruit. Some customers want you to move a mountain. Some customers want you to do a couple simple things. And the simple things are low-hanging fruit. So those are easy to pluck, easy to reap the benefits from.
And what would that be? I mean, most customers want to be treated special, right?
Yeah, customer service.
And that's not that hard to do, is it?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think this is one of the biggest obstacles I had was most of my workers are late teens, 17-year-old, 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds. And I know all of us have been to a fast food place. You go in there, you have a 19-year-old serving you, and they're like, no enthusiasm, hates their job. So what I tried to do was, and that was a big thing for me, was I had to treat each one of my young people with respect and treat them like a young adult, treat them with accountability, and because that's missing right now for some reason in some of the younger people.
I totally agree. And Mike, you've probably seen this too, where when you're visiting some type of other establishment,
mm-hmm.
the thing that, well, and I'll just mention what sort of bothers me is if someone thinks that they're just not going that extra mile. In other words, they're there as an obligation, not as an honor to serve. Yes. Have mm-hmm. you seen that? I mean,
yes.
Most of, in America, what I've seen is it's very, very poor customer service.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm that guy.
You're that
guy. Yeah,
yeah, I'm that guy. Wait, let's clarify that.
No, I'm just
joking. Yeah, okay.
I'm just joking.
No,
just
from
joking.
What I'm hearing from you is that you notice that too,
yeah.
And you want to have great customer service.
Absolutely.
Because that is the low-hanging fruit. That's something you can do without any additional cost.
Yeah, a very simple thing was with a lot of my workers, we have a really bad parking, limited parking in front of my store. So a customer shows up, young lady's pregnant, she's carrying another child, and I'll tell my worker at the end, hey, you walk that pizza out for her.
Oh, yeah.
Help her
mm-hmm.
to the car.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a second. And it makes all the difference in the world.
That makes a huge difference, Mike.
That's not in any employee manual or anything, is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I know. That was crazy out-of-the-box thinking right there.
Yeah.
Was,
oh, wow. No, that's great.
You know, that was interesting. It's interesting that you said that, because there's a shopping center, Happy Valley. I don't know. It's out by the 17 and Happy Valley.
Yeah, I know you're talking about Happy Valley.
Yeah, sort of cool. But it can get so crowded. And in one section of the shopping center, there's just no parking. So I ordered a takeout at a group called Sauce or Sauces. I think it's called Sauces. And it's a fast casual pizza place.
Okay.
And, Italian, they have pasta and salads. So I was circling around this for 20 minutes, and I couldn't park. So I couldn't get in to get my mm-hmm. order. So I called, and I said, listen, I can't seem to park to get my order. She goes, yeah, we're wondering where you were. I go, well, if you look out your window, you'll be seeing me waving and sometimes other hand gestures. But because mm-hmm. I Whoa. Couldn't get a parking space. And Tom's laughing at that one. Right. So are you like that one? Okay. So I said, what are some of the solutions? She goes, I don't know. Wait for a parking space. I said, well, how about this? Have you ever tried this? I'll meet you. I'll park, double parks, but I'm not going to interfere with anyone.
Yeah.
And just come out for like five
yeah.
seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She
yeah.
goes, oh, let me ask my manager.
Yeah, we with limited parking, we had one customer, and what happened was she had knee surgery, and she
yeah.
couldn't get out of her car.
Oh.
So she came up. She called it in. We had it ready. She pulled up. She called me. She's like, hey, Jim. Her name was Pat.
Yeah.
Pat, if you're out there, hello.
Yeah, she's on line one.
Yeah, 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 probably. Yeah. That's a pizza complaint.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, she goes, hold on a second. I got to park. I got a bed. I was like, you know what? Hold on. I just sent one of my workers out there. They grabbed her credit card.
Yeah.
We came in.
Absolutely.
Ran her credit card. Ran her pizza credit card receipt back out. And she was on her way. Why wouldn't you? So it's creating almost like a mom and pop feel.
Yeah.
With customer service, with appreciation, your customers want to be known.
No question about it. So if you can remember first names,
yeah,
that is so important. In Century City, I used to work in Century City. It's a city out near Beverly Hills in California, my first CPA firm. And there's a thing called Harry's Bar and Grill. It's not there anymore. But when you walked in, this maitre d', he just has to meet you one time, and he always knew your first and last name. Mm-hmm. I was shocked. But he made everyone feel like they're the only one. And I didn't go there a lot, but it was. But just imagine when I'm bringing some pretty high level mm-hmm. clients, and he goes, yeah. "Oh, good evening, Mr. Isaac. Same table." mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, that's pretty yeah. cool, right?
Right.
Have it you ever had that experience, Mike?
Well, yes, I have. You know, and there's different certain businesses set themselves apart because you go there and you get to know the people working there, and it's really good when you get to know a couple of them that are working.
Oh yeah,
there. Yeah. So I was trying to think of an example, and I don't remember what it is, but it just happened so recently, you know.
Oh, did it?
And
really?
A lot of these things, you know, it just becomes part of the fabric of your life, and that
yeah.
can be really good as a business owner. You can be part of the fabric of someone's life,
and that might be one criteria why people go back to restaurants, not always for the food, but for the uh-huh. experience. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, no, I know the one. My yeah. pharmacy. It's a CVS
oh, your
pharmacy.
Really?
But you know, Ron is the pharmacist, and now Sophie's the backup, and you just get to know these people after a while. But then I see other customers will say, "Hey, Ron," to the pharmacist.
Oh, that is know? So cool.
Yeah, it is.
And that's a low-hanging fruit, right, Jim?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
so
yeah.
easy to do.
It's so easy to do.
Right.
Why do people don't
anything.
Do it then?
But here's the problem when we go back to an entrepreneur
yeah.
is if you're the business owner, you can't be in this shop 7 days a week.
Right.
And so what you got to do is really have the right crew.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
That you can filter that back through.
And when we come back from our break, we're going to ask Jim, how do you get the right crew? Do you mm-hmm. train them? Is it selection criteria when you hire them? This is going to be important because mm-hmm. that is something that's near and dear to everyone's heart. How do you find the right people? It seems like there's very few great employees out there, but we're going to find out right after this break.
Beerum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac alongside Mike Hoffman, Breaking Murphy's Law, and Jim Kemper's in-studio Papa Murphy's Take and Bake. I just love that concept. Now, when we went on the break, we did ask the question, employees, how do you get great employees? Because you said, you know, Jim, you can't be there every hour. How do you get employees to really live up to the culture, the values, the customer service that you definitely want in your business? How do you get the employees? Do you train the employees? What do you do?
Well, what you gentlemen keep talking about is you break out of the box, right? So when you go into a normal interview, how long does a normal interview should take? 15 minutes?
Yeah.
10?
Mm-hmm.
If the person's really good, 5.
If they're bad, 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You're out of here.
And yeah. So for me, my interview will take about 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Because this person's going to represent your store. So I want to know them in such an important decision that's going to reflect you, reflect your food. Food's very personal.
Yeah.
Then I want the right people in there. And now you get the right people in there, you treat them right.
Oh, okay. That's important.
Mm-hmm. Because one of my biggest complaints when I was working for other people was, Are you treating me right? Or because you start to get frustrated doing the same old thing, and then maybe your boss has a bad day and they yell at you. And that's something I learned about myself was you get frustrated out in the real world. You come in and you got to change it up.
Yeah. How do you treat people right? It can't be just money. Money's not the main motivator, is it?
No, it's not money. What for me, it's. Because most of my workers are late teenagers, it's just treating them like young adults.
Yeah.
It's treating them right, you know, and starting to treat them like adults, hold them accountable. And when they do mess up, understand that they mess up. Talk with them about it so they don't repeat it.
And does that work? I mean,
it usually does.
Okay.
I think in the fast food industry or in any food industry, you usually keep an employee for like 5 months.
Oh, that's
six
it?
6 months. Yeah, they have huge turnover. And I've got some great workers, and over half my staff has been with me for a year.
Well, you brought the mold there.
Breaking the mold. That's what it's all about.
That is
right.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's excellent.
Right.
So to be able to retain, because part of it is how do you get employees? Right. How do you retain employees?
You get employees, you train them right, and the key thing is that you come in, you treat employees. Training's huge. I don't think we were just talking about training before the story. Usually it's like 25% of it you read,
right?
And that's a crash course. And training, you're constantly training,
which is really important, no question. Because it's really dependent on the top, you know, the owner, the general manager. It really trickles down where the awareness level, the skill level. And the mindset level, and we'll get into mindset in a second, of the owner or the whoever influences the culture is so critical. So anyone out there that's a general manager or an owner, if you think you know it all, think again, because your company goes as you go, as you grow, I should say.
Yeah.
And if you're not growing and you don't learn stuff your competitors know, Well, you're not going to last very long.
And this is something that I'll admit too is I eat at other pizza places.
Yeah. Oh.
And yeah, my yeah, so sometimes my customers see me and they walk over and it's almost like they caught a spy.
Yeah, okay.
And they're looking at me like, "What?" And I said, "Well, I heard that there's a margarita pizza here. I wanted to try it out."
Oh,
why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't you go see what your competitors are doing?
Well, that's very important. Yeah, and you can have pizza at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Do you think some of your competitors come over and...
Well, now that I've let the cat out of the bag,
they
probably do.
And I bet you're going to get a call any moment from your store saying, hey, all of a sudden we got a line down the block like that was happening in Florida where they haven't voted in 8.5 hours. Yeah, that's a political comment,
yeah, okay.
But I'm just going to say it because I can't believe it. That
nobody's listening.
This,
it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. In this day and age, to make someone wait 8.5 hours to vote is a real crime.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
That I cannot. Yes. I saw it on TV yesterday. I go, you got to be kidding me. Am I right, Tommy? I mean, this is America, isn't it?
Are they doing that on purpose?
Well, I'm not going to get into that political commentary. Yes, they are. Okay, but I didn't say that. No, really.
Yeah.
I did not say that. I didn't say voter suppression, did I? Okay, but maybe I did. No, really.
That is a crime, because who's got 8 hours right now?
I mean... It just blows my mind. Come on, states, get it together. You know, if you can't get it together, get someone in that can get it together. It shouldn't take 8.5 hours to vote.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to take me that to fill out my ballot. But
well, that could be
decisions to make.
Anyway, I don't mean to get political, but it just I feel bad for people that and if they have to take off work and they lose a whole day's of work, it's like, wait a minute, come on, make it easier.
Yeah, and who can do that nowadays?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody.
So, anyway, how was my political comment?
The one you didn't make?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I don't know. It just bugs me. It's like, you know, it's not saying anything except, come on, just get the efficiency. We are talking about entrepreneurship, and I'll tell you, Jim, am I right? If your customers had to wait 8.5 hours to get a pizza, believe me, you wouldn't be in business.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I mean, how could you?
Now, but if your product's that good, though, a lot of, and you'll say this when you go into business, they say it in real estate, location, location, location.
They do say that.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But then how many mansions do you see that are way off the beaten path, are in a horrible location, but it's a beautiful house? Somebody will still buy it.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have a good enough product.
They'll wait.
With great customer service at a reasonable, fair market price, you can get people to your store.
Yeah. Right. Now, would that be in the food industry or some other industry? Because if you're hungry, I don't know if you're hungry. Are you going to wait, like, if you went to a sub place?
Mm-hmm.
And if it was that crowded, it was like 30 minutes, and you only had 45 minutes for lunch, Mike, would you go to a different sub place?
Well, I'd go to a different sub place, yeah.
But I agree with you. I mean, depending on the product, like maybe computers or something, like, yeah, okay, maybe I'll wait. Because it's a big investment. But I just sort of think, like, you know, if it's fast food or fast casual.
Right, yeah, no.
I think that's that's difficult, right?
No,
So tell us about that. Well, how do you get people, you know, so they're not waiting a long time and that type of thing?
We want them in. Well, we listen to our customers. We want them in and out in less than 6 minutes.
See, that's good. You've already thought of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's tolerable, right? I mean, 6 minutes is nothing.
Yeah.
Sure. Takes that time, much time to run my credit card and all that kind of stuff. But
if you think of a frozen pizza, you got to defrost it.
And that takes a while.
That takes a while. And then you got to cook it. So you can really beat it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Within 16 to 24 minutes, you could have a delicious pizza
from
door to door.
Yeah.
You go there. I'm going to have to visit your place. Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
but no free pizza.
Yeah.
I didn't say free pizza.
Jim will let you buy as many as you want.
What if you have a bad experience? You know?
Oh, I'm sure. I love pizza.
Okay.
I'm not going to have a bad. And I trust Mike. When you say it's great pizza, I believe you.
Oh, yeah. It's great pizza.
What's the ingredients that you usually like on yours?
Mine, I like red sauce typically. And I
mean, there's different choices of sauce?
Yeah, well, we got Mediterranean.
You're holding out on us. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
No, I just don't tell you everything.
Oh, okay.
We got four different sauces. We got red sauce, which is your traditional pizza sauce.
Sure.
We got a crushed herb tomato sauce. And what that is, that's just crushed tomato with garlic and zesty oregano in it.
Sounds good.
That's one of our healthy alternatives. Mm-hmm. If you do a thin crust, it's 40% fewer calories, 30% less fat on your pizza.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
And what, and the two other sauces?
And then the two others are creamy garlic, which is awesome. It's a very similar. It's a gourmet ranch.
Sure.
They don't like me to say ranch. It's a gourmet sauce.
Well, that's kind of like the secret sauce. It's really Thousand Island.
Yeah. We can't. Yeah, we're led, right. Yeah.
They have the Thousand Island one.
Right. Yeah, there's too many cats out of the bag here.
You do?
Yeah, they're going to shut us off the radio. We're letting too many secrets out.
You have Thousand Island.
No, we don't. No, we don't. No.
That's a good idea, though. I think you should try.
We're confusing the customer.
The competitors are now making Thousand Island.
Yeah. Oh no. So we got a gourmet sauce that's mixed with garlic. That's our gourmet sauce. Very, very similar to a ranch. So when it cooks, it kind of butters up with garlic. It's really delicious.
Yummy. Mm-hmm.
We got our herb chicken Mediterranean, which is chopped garlic, extra virgin olive oil sauce.
Oh, that should be
good.
That's
delicious. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that come in with diets or diabetics.
And is that good?
Oh, I eat it all the time.
So now can I visit your store?
Yes, you can.
Okay, there we go.
We got a barbecue pizza. We use a barbecue sauce, KC Masterpiece.
Really? So you got five sauces?
Yeah. Well, we got six because for a limited time we do like a taco grande in May and June.
Really?
And that sauce is refried bean and salsa.
That's unique.
That's it's like nachos on a pizza. It's pretty good.
Wow. I think I would like the regular red sauce and the olive oil one.
We got a Thai chicken that's real popular, and the Thai chicken has that Frank's Red Hot sauce on there.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that one's good. That's a spicy chicken one. That one's good.
So you like the red sauce, Mike? And then what ingredients do you put on it, or what toppings? I should say.
I like meat. I like any kind of meat. Italian sausage, pepperoni, sure. Yeah. I like to throw some vegetables on it also. You know, whatever I can get, you know, green. Well, I like olives and green pepper and onions and all that stuff. Yeah.
Mushrooms,
great.
Black olives,
sure. Yeah. Wow. Jalapenos, that's always good.
Caramelized onions.
Yeah.
I got to ask, what kind of pizza do you like?
I usually like, I just tried something, caramelized onions and sausage, and I liked it. I liked it a lot.
That's like a New York style. York style, they'll take onions and very thinly slice them. Oh. So it caramelizes on top of the pizza.
It's very good.
Oh. And, that's really
good.
But
pepperoni, I like Hawaiian, you know, pineapple is good. Mushrooms, black olives. Oh, I also like, I don't know if you have this or not, but some places will, not a lot, will have the Greek olives, starts with whatever. Do you have that too?
We got green olives.
Oh, that would be just as good though.
So the
green olives would be good.
Now my taste buds change. So
depending what the day or
usually whether or not I've ran into Mike or not.
What
I like to do is a thin crust. I do garlic and extra virgin olive oil as a sauce.
Yum.
Then I'll do spinach, mushroom, green olives, feta cheese.
Ah.
So now you kind of got a yin-yang with the green olives and the feta. Mm-hmm. Then do like a zesty oregano, which is like Italian seasoning on there.
Oh.
That's the bomb.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What we got is party at Papa Murphy's. We should go. I'll go down there.
So did you bring that traveling oven?
Now, here's a question.
Jim has a traveling oven. He can make.
I don't know if we're helping any of your listeners or we're just making them hungry.
We're making them hungry. Are you hungry?
I wasn't hungry, but whoa, pizza's starting to sound good.
That really sounds good. You have some really good toppings and sauces. I didn't realize there could be so many different types of sauces.
Yeah. A lot of families are on a limited budget, so a lot of people do a family-sized pizza, which is 16-inch diameter, and then they do like a half-half. And because our dough is fresh, we put a little crust in there. So like the husband usually does a red sauce, all meat, and on the other side we'll do a white sauce, either chicken bacon artichoke or a vegetarian with a white sauce.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so you can even separate the sauces like the Red Sea.
Yeah. Oh,
I never heard of that before.
Put a little dam in the middle, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, boy.
A little what?
A little dam, a little
levee
in the middle.
You can't say that on there.
A levee.
Yeah, a levee. New Orleans levee. Oh, that's not even funny. Okay.
You don't want a superstorm, whatever. Salami going through that oven.
That sounds really, really delicious. It sounds unique, and it's probably fun for maybe adults, little kids say, oh, yeah, look at that. You know, let's put this on the pizza. Let's put that. Yeah. Do you notice that? The enthusiasm it probably generates?
Yeah. The little people like watching their food being made.
They really do, don't they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. because it's personal. They're going to digest it, so they kind of like to critique it a little.
Yeah.
Like, hey, just, you know, no, I don't want spinach on that half, or mm-hmm. no, I don't want onions on that half.
No, that's a good – it's almost like they're participating.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is mm-hmm. really cool. I know at Subway, I always watch them very carefully because I don't like mayonnaise or mustard or anything, and I go – you're really going to use that same knife to cut it that there's mustard on it?
Uh-huh. Oh, I go, wow.
And then most of them say, what's the big deal? I go, where did you learn customer comes first?
Yeah.
Or did you not learn that?
Yeah.
No, really. Yeah. I mean, they should. But those are the little things that people, the employees should realize.
Yes.
I mean, they're small. It doesn't cost anything. But it's good awareness. And we were talking about awareness. I don't even, Tommy, how much time do we have? He's looking. Oh, 4 minutes. Let's talk about the mindset. The mindset of a business owner. What does it take? I mean, I know that's a topic we'll mm-hmm. have to have you back in because that's a long topic. But just little tidbits, an appetizer for listeners. Mindset is so important.
There's a poem called If.
Yes.
And, you know, if you can believe in yourself but allow room for others' beliefs, you know, if you could – believe, keep your mind about you while others are losing faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you look it up, Mike?
I'm taking it.
I've heard this. It's a very, very good poem.
It's a very good poem. And that's a great poem to begin with for if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you know, it's believe in yourself, but leave room for doubt.
Yeah.
If you make a mistake, don't blame, but fix it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, there's a lot to that.
Taking ownership, huh?
Yes.
It is in personal responsibility.
Yes.
And I think probably maybe a key to success is getting other people in your business to take ownership, too.
Yeah, you got to have your employees buy into it.
Right, and that's not easy. I mean, why should they take ownership if you're not taking ownership? Why should they take ownership if you're
accountability.
Not?
Accountability.
Yeah, you don't, that's really what it is, isn't
yeah.
it?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Being accountable. And it's a good lesson for young employees that you have. Because maybe they haven't learned it, and you become more than just their boss. You can become a mentor for future life experiences.
I think that's part of the training. Is you're training, you become a mentor, you really help them grow.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's this poem called "If" that was written by Rudyard Kipling.
That's
that
the
you're
one.
Making
that's
that
the one. That's the one.
Yeah.
The one.
Hey, boy.
You want to read it?
Well, it's a long poem.
Oh, is it long?
Yeah.
Well, do the highlights.
I don't know if you want to pick something
Do the highlight poem. Okay. We only have, about 3 minutes?
Okay, I'll make it quick.
Two and a half minutes.
2 minutes.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired of waiting or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, I'll cut down to the very end. Yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
It's a great, great
really
poem.
Wow.
Totally recommend. It's called If by Richard Kipling. Google it. You'll find it. Incredible. Jim Kemper, thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks,
how do they find you? How do they find Papa Murphy's, the three that you own?
Oh, go to papamurphys.com. You put in your zip code. You'll find the closest locator. There's no prices online, so locate your nearest store. Give them a call. Find out your prices. Prices change per area.
And you have one in Gilbert, Chandler, Ahwatukee, the southeast area.
Yeah.
Very nice out there, by the way. Gilbert, Chandler, Ahwatukee. I love all three
town.
Of the cities. So anyone listening out there, tonight, try it. Mm-hmm. Papa Murphy's, Val Vista and Warner in Gilbert, Ray and McClintock, Chandler and East Chandler Boulevard, Ahwatukee location. I'm getting hungry. Mm-hmm. Mike, can you go get us a pizza?
Oh, no problem.
All right, Jim Kemper, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It was a lot of fun. Mike, always nice seeing you. And we're on again tomorrow from 2 to 3. Who do we got?
We have Brad Beatty, insurance agent with Farmers Insurance.
Lovely. Nice. I like it. And stay tuned for the owner of the Wildflower Bread Company in studio with the debut show called Practical Business Solutions, starring Jim Hyten from Reitenauer, Hyten & Lewis. We'll be right back.
Found Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
Reitenauer, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reitenauer, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's Service Master Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for Service Master Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.